The Last Popes, April 21, 2005. This past week has seen the selection of a new pope, Joseph Ratzinger of Germany, who has chosen the name Pope Benedict XVI. On this occasion, it is natural to recall the prophecy of St. Malachi concerning the number of popes there will be prior to the end of the world, that is, the end of the current age. I've just moved from Zambia back to my home in the United States and have access to some of my library. I consulted several of my books on end times prophecy to recall just what St. Malachi prophesied. This note presents passages from these works and a few concluding comments of my own. The following selection from the Millennium Book of Prophecy by John Hogue tells a little bit about St. Malachi's predictions about the popes. St. Malachi left Ireland on a pilgrimage to Rome in 1139. On first sighting the Eternal City stretched out below him and bathed in the warm light of a summer's eve, he immediately fell to the ground in an ecstatic trance. St. Malachi began murmuring cryptic Latin phrases, which his servant recorded for posterity. Each of Malachi's 111 phrases signifies either the name, heraldic device, or background of all the popes from his contemporary Celestinus II until Judgment Day. His predictions were an accurate pointer to future pontiffs. Here are a few examples from our century. Benedict XV, 1914 through 1922, is called Religio Depopulata, or Religion Depopulated. During his reign, the Christian flock lost 37 million to the slaughter of World War I and the Spanish Influenza, plus 200 million Russian Christians who converted to the atheistic cult of communism. John XXIII, 1958 through 1963, is called Pastor et Nauta, Pastor and Sailor. The former Patriarch of Venice, a city famous for its sailors, navigated his Catholic flock toward revolutionary reform. Flos Florum, Flower of Flowers, denotes the fleur-de-lis symbol seen on the family coat of arms of Paul VI, 1963 through 1978. Malachi calls John Paul I De Meditate Lunae, the middle moon or from the half moon. His short reign ended in sudden death on 28 September 1978, roughly halfway through a lunar cycle. John Paul II is De Labore Solis, from the sun's labor. What are some of the sun's labors? Rising in the morning? Eclipses? No one can objectively prove whether Malachi is stacking a lot of meaning into a few Latin words or his interpreters are trying to squeeze as much juice out of the phrase as they can. However, the potential for interpretations of the phrase representing Pope John Paul II are rich indeed. J.R. Jachmans, author of the prophetic classic Rolling Thunder, squeezes the meaning rising sun out of De Labore Solis, reminding us that John Paul II, like the sun, comes from the east. He is the first pontiff ever to come from Eastern Europe. Astrologer Doris Kay rings one more drop of meaning from Malachi, interpreting the motto to read, "To enter from the eclipsing sun." She reminds us that John Paul II was born on 18 May 1920, the date of a total eclipse. After John Paul II, Malachi's list is reduced to two. Given the average reign of holy fathers, less than 10 years, this could bring us the coronation of the last pontiff around 2000. After John Paul comes Gloria Olivae, Glory of the Olive. Another prophet monk from 18th century Padua believes this pope will take Leo XVI for his name and that he will be an agent of peace between Israelis and Arabs. The olive is also a symbol of Israel. Regarding the final pope, Malachi says, "During the last persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there shall sit Petrus Romanus, Peter of Rome, who shall feed the sheep amid great tribulations, and when these have passed, the city of the seven hills shall be utterly destroyed, and the awful judge will judge the people." End of Hogue quote. Whether Malachi's characterization of Pope Benedict XVI is on the mark remains to be seen. The new pope, Pope Benedict XVI, is 78 years old and not in good health. In 1991, he suffered a hemorrhagic stroke. He himself predicted a short reign and comments to cardinals just after his election.
He is the oldest pope elected in 275 years since Clement the 12th in 1730. It seems likely that he will not serve long. If, as Malachi suggests, Benedict will work for peace, he does not have much time to make his mark. In view of the high level of world attention to the Israel-Palestine dispute, it seems reasonable that he may spend time on this problem. In his book, Nostradamus, Predictions of World War III, author Jack Manoelian paraphrases Nostradamus, "In a short time the physician of great evil and the leech of unequal order, an evil person working behind the scenes, will put the olive branch, the Pope after John Paul, on fire. The post of Pope will be moved from one coast to another, and by so great fire their empire will be accosted that the heat will evaporate the saliva in the mouth." In any event, a person aged 78 who is not in good health does not have a long life expectancy. In Benedict, the College of Cardinals has elected a transitionary pope. In view of his short life expectancy, Malachi's prophecy would indicate that we will soon see the last pope on the throne of St. Peter. Pope Benedict is the 265th pope over a 2,000-year time span, so that the average reign of a pope is about 7.5 years. 7 years from now is 2012, so St. Malachi's suggestion of two more popes until the end of the age suggests that the current age will end in 2012. This is interesting in that it corresponds exactly to the end of the Mayan calendar, December the 21st, 2012. Now, what do I make of all this? Well, as you know, although my professional background is in physical science, PhD in mathematical statistics, I have an interest in spiritual science, and I take note of the parallels and complementarities between them. According to the theories of M. King Hubbert, that's Hubbert's curve and Hubbert's peak, global oil production will peak this decade, 2001 to 2010, and global oil reserves will be exhausted by 2050. As soon as global oil production peaks, global human population will begin to decline, and global war will ensue. Many geologists agree that global oil production is peaking or about to peak, say within 2 years. So, it is my view, based on scientific theory, that the industrial world as we know it will soon be ending. That has nothing at all to do with prophecy, biblical prophecy, or St. Malachi, or Nostradamus, or the Mayans, or anyone else. The industrial world will soon collapse because we are running out of oil, and there is nothing comparable to replace it. A more important reason is that we, that is, large human numbers and industrial activity, are destroying the biosphere at a horrific rate, with an estimated 30,000 species being made extinct each year. Whereas people are in total denial over this cause of the end of the world, they cannot deny that global oil is running out. What is interesting is that St. Malachi, the Mayan calendar, and Hubbert's peak all predict the same thing at the same time. In this matter, there is strong accord between physical science and spiritual science. From both points of view, the world as we know it is about to end. We are at the end of an age. I would add this final note. I agree with Sir Isaac Newton in his book Observations Upon the Prophecies of Daniel and the Apocalypse of St. John, that those who state specific dates for future events do so at their peril. Here's a quote from that book. "The folly of interpreters has been to foretell times and things by this prophecy, as if God designed them to make them prophets. By this rashness they have not only exposed themselves, but brought the prophecy into contempt. My specification of dates in the preceding discussion is presented simply as a matter of interesting coincidence and not as prophecy. The industrial world will collapse soon because global oil production, on which it crucially depends, will soon start to decline. Human society has long been in an overshoot condition, and the imminent collapse will be catastrophic. This is not prophecy, but simply a realistic assessment of the current situation. Whether the collapse will take place in a specific year, for example 2012, or over a specific span of years, for example 2003 to 2012, is anybody's guess. What is very clear is that mankind's destruction of the biosphere cannot continue indefinitely, that high levels of human population have been enabled by the availability of fossil fuels, and that those high population levels and global industrial society cannot continue for much longer, either because of the decline in petroleum production or because of the biospheric destruction caused by large human numbers
and industrial activity. A printed version of this article may be found at internet website http://www.foundationwebsite.org.